This is Tejano Gold.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Welcome back. Estás escuchando el Tejano Gold Countdown. This is where you're going to hear the best Tejano music in the world being aired by our affiliate families across the USA. Some of the best Tejano radio stations in our country. I'm your host, Rudy Trevino, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch. That's Budweiser, Michelob Ultra, Organic. Now, back to the countdown.
Number 13.
This song stays firmly planted at number 13. It's En Texas by the legendary Rubén Ramos and the Texas Revolution. Número 13 en los charts de Tejano Gold Countdown.
Porque en Texas vive la mujer que quiero, me está esperando para darme su amor. A mí me gusta cantarle a toda mi gente, y no lo niego, soy borracho y trovador. Me gusta cantar las canciones más alegres, en las que alegran el alma y el corazón. Me gusta ver cuando el tejano prende el bote, sacan guitarra, bajo, sexto y acordeón, y atrae un taco de papitas. Mi compadre destapa el bote y comienza el vacilón. Me gusta oír cuando la gente pega un grito, las canciones donde se oye el acordeón. Cuando les canto a grito abierto con el alma, viva el tejano, siempre está en mi corazón.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 13. It's called En Texas, and it's by El Gato Negro, Mr. Rubén Ramos, and the Texas Revolution.
Number 12.
Al último centavo de cariño y de desprecio.
Tejano Gold Countdown. Song number 12 on the national charts, Cuánto Te Debo by Chente Barrera. It's included in his tribute album, Para El Primo. The song originally recorded by Roberto Pulido y sus clásicos in 1991. Today, we're remembering legendary guitarist, producer, arranger, and bandleader Bob Gallarza. He left us way too soon, but he also left us with many memories. I have many hours of interviews with him, like this one. Throughout the years, I spoke with Bob about the people he met on his way up, as a kid from the barrio in Pacoima, California, to playing with the greats in Hollywood and around the world. One moment stands out about guitar lessons.
I sight read. And see, that's another thing. What really got me going and got me real popular and in demand was I was one of the few guitarists who could really play the funk and the pop and all that kind of stuff and could read music. See, at that time, the only guys that could read music were these jazz players or these classical players, and they could read anything, but they didn't have that finesse in rock and roll and pop and stuff like that. So that's why they really liked me, because I could do that and I could do both. So when I did the gig, that impressed the Fifth so much that they were prepared to fire their guitar player and hire me if I wanted the job. And we talked about it, and the rest is history. And I stayed with them for about 12 years. And what was so really great about, I mean, there's a lot of stories I can tell you with people that I've met. That particular event was actually a celebrity tennis tournament. And there was guys like Robert Duvall and James Caan. And one interesting situation when I was there, Robert Duvall wanted to meet me and had asked me if I would give him guitar lessons. And I said, sure. And he had just done The Godfather, you know. And I was, wow, man, I love that movie. You know, I loved him, you know. And I said, wow, you know. But unfortunately, he got me mixed up with the original guitar player when they said, well, where's your guitar? Because he was asking about me. And one of the guys said, well, he's from New York. See, well, Robert lived in New York. So he thought, well, maybe we could get together. So I told him, no, I live in LA. And he said, oh, man, you know. So a lot of things like that were, you know, and here I'm thinking, here's a guy from the barrio, and how lucky, how fortunate, because all my buddies, all my relatives, my parents, and everybody, they never left the town, you know.
I'll have more of my tribute to Bob Gallarza later in the show, but right now, back to the countdown.
Number 11.
Moving up to number 11, it's Mendigo by the pride of Pasadena, Texas, La Fiebre. Song number 11 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Thank you. a mi lado, billetes para aventar pa' todos lados. Desde que te conocí, todo lo perdí. En tu amor yo me creí, me traicionaste.
Tejano Gold Countdown, Mendigo by La Fiebre, number 11 on the National Tejano Music Chart. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Hola, it's Romeo, and here's what's happening at TejanoNation.net. Joe Bravo recently announced his final show will take place later this year as the legendary singer's career of more than 60 years will come to an end. Joe Bravo shared details about his final show in an interview with the MCR podcast.
We're getting ready to do my farewell show and dance to say goodbye. I've been in the music business since 1959. I've had some good times. I've met a lot of people happy. I've made a lot of dances. I've been to a lot of places that a lot of people have never been to. And like I said, we're getting ready to get the whole show together for one last show and dance at Joe Bravo. And to headline the whole thing is going to be Little Joe.
Joe Bravo's final show is scheduled for November 6th in San Antonio, with more Tejano music legends expected to make an appearance, including Agustin Ramirez and Sonny Ozuna. Joe Bravo also spoke about how he felt about retiring from music.
Well, it feels good because I get the rest now. I did my part. I've recorded so many songs. I've been in and out of the studio. I've been on the road so many years. I mean, I loved it because that's my passion, making people happy. I went out there to do my thing and try to satisfy toda la gente. And I think I did a pretty good job of it, and I'm proud of what I did.
Joe added it was time to slow down because of recent health issues. Get more details on Joe Bravo's final show and listen to the full interview at TejanoNation.net. In San Antonio, I'm Romeo at Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. Time now for your Tejano trivia quiz once again, in case you missed it. Here's this week's question. This Alice, Texas native was an accordionist whose fingers, well, they never seemed to stop moving when he was performing a solo. His good looks and charming smile also won him the title of the Clark Gable of Conjunto. He began his own group in the early 60s, and as the years went on, his influence began to be regarded as a classic figure in the Tejano music genre of Conjunto, similar to the role played by Hank Williams in country music. So, do you know this charismatic legend of Conjunto Tejano? We do, and we've got the answer coming up later in the show. More of the top 20 Tejano hits on the way, and our special tribute to Bob Gallarza, next on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Cuando te has escapado de las pantallas y todo está bañado en esa luz dorada, y uno de tus amigos te pasa una cerveza orgánica bien fría que sabe tan bien como la misma naturaleza. Eso es Pure Gold. Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, la primera cerveza orgánica certificada por la USDA. Orgánica por naturaleza. Disfruta responsablemente 2020 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, San Luis, Missouri.